Scary stories
from a cat and a duck.
Yes, this is the very first episode of the new segment, Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark. I am introducing it because I don't trust Scape to explain it properly, because that's kind of the whole point of the show.
Dad, I can explain it.
Well, I'm just going to explain it. Basically, I read Scape a story, a horror story, a scary story, if you will, and Scape is now going to tell it to all of us. But Rory and I will, in fact, be here with him, not to help him explain it. We might have questions for Scape about this story, to say, what about this? And perhaps he'll explain it to us. So, let's settle in for the very first episode. Scape, what is your first story?
Well, my very first story is called From Beyond by H.P. Lovecraft. Here it goes. So, once upon a time, I had a friend named Ike Crawford, and he was our scientist, and I saw him one time, and he was thin. He hadn't been eating a lot of stuff, most food or whatever. He didn't look so good. He was thin. And I was what's going on, dude? Why are you all thin? How did you get all thin? And he was Scapey.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is a story about you?
No. But, I don't know. It's it says I, and I'm telling it, so...
So you're just gonna have it be about you? Should I be imagining a cat?
I don't know. That's what I'll do.
All right. Continue. Go ahead.
So, where was I? He was all right, Scapey, let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing, experiments, okay? And they're about, the world. And, you can only smell so many things. And you can only see so many things. And you can only hear so many things. Maybe there's other things you can't even smell or see or hear or taste or touch with your whiskers or whatever. And maybe there's other things. Hmm. And I was I don't think so. Probably not, because if it was there, I would see it, or I would smell it, or I would, the things I said, it would be no problem. But he was no. This is my experiment. That's what I'm doing. So, whatever. I was okay. So then, some other time, he was hey, Scapey, do you want to come over to my house? And I was okay. So I went to his house, and, it was dark in his house. All the lights were off, and there was nobody there. And he was come on upstairs. And he's really thin. He hasn't been eating stuff. He's come up to my attic.
Did he use a scary voice? Did he just do a scary voice?
No, I'm doing the scary voice because he's scary. He's a scary guy.
He's a scary guy?
Well, yeah, because, I said, he's really thin. Because, he hasn't been, he used to not be thin, and now he's thin. He's super thin. Oh my God, what happened? Okay? So anyway, it's dark in the house, all the lights are off, and he's come on to the attic with his naturally scary voice. Now, come up to the attic. And I was I guess so. And up in the attic, he has a thing that's a thing, a machine, okay? Machine thing. And it's sitting there. And I was what's going on? And he's this is the machine thing that does the thing I was talking about with stuff. And I was is that for reals this time? And he's yeah, watch. And so he turned it on, and first of all, there's purple light. And he was hey, do you know what that is? And I was purple light, I guess, right? And he's no, it's ultra purple. And I was okay. And then...
I'm sorry, ultra purple?
Yeah, he was really excited.
You mean ultraviolet?
Well, whatever. It's it's very purple.
No, Scape, ultraviolet is not super violet. It's not, it's not very, very violet. It's a different thing. It's, you can't see it.
But he did see it.
Yes, but I think he turned on the machine and...
Okay. So it was invisible purple light, but he turned on the machine and it's now you see invisible purple light. And so I was wow, how come I can see it? And he's this machine, it shoots rays or something, and it gets inside of your body, and it's stimulating parts of you that can sense stuff that you can't sense normal. It stimulates the pin the pin needle gland.
I'm sorry, what? Is it what?
It stimulates it. The pine needle.
The pine needle?
The pine...
Do you mean the pineal gland?
Yeah. Anyway, it's like an organ, okay? It's like a sense organ in your head, but it's like it doesn't work. But this machine says, work. And it goes, oh, I better wake up. So that's what he did. He had it on, and that's why I could see the invisible purple. And he's like, that's what's happening. So I'm like sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, God. I started seeing like stuff that was not regular stuff, like weird stuff. And so I like pulled out a gun, and I was like, I got a gun. And he was
you have a gun?
Well, no, it's a story, okay? Not in real life, I don't have a gun, but in the story, I've got a gun. And I'm like, okay, I've got a gun. But I didn't say it, I just had a gun. And he was like, oh, by the way, I didn't mention, but like, don't move, because if you move, like, then the stuff that you see can see you, and it will probably, like, eat you. And I was like, what? And he's like, well, that's why I had all the lights off, because the electricity was like channeling the stuff, it made it so in their house, elsewhere in the house, the machine was on, but elsewhere in the house, it was like, through the electricity, making this stuff happen. Like, so the other people in the house could see the stuff too, and the stuff was seeing them, and it was like, it ate them, basically. Is what happened. He had, like, people in the house before, and the stuff ate them, because they were, like, moving around. And so anyway, he was like, don't move, because then the stuff will eat you if you move, okay? By the way, I might have mentioned it earlier, but I didn't. And so then I was like, okay, I won't move, because I don't want to get it. Eaten. And so I'm just sitting there kind of like freaking out, basically. Because, like, it's hard to explain, okay? Like, you see around you, right? There's like real things, okay? That you see, like people and like the floor and the walls and the couches and stuff. There's stuff, okay? But then there's like other places where there's no stuff, okay? But when the machine is on, there is stuff there. And some of it is like alive stuff. And it's like alive stuff. And some of it is just other stuff. Like, I don't know. Like a ball. But you can't see it. Anyway, so everywhere in this attic, there's something. There's stuff. And I'm seeing all the stuff. And I'm scared. Because it's like, what is all the stuff? What is all the stuff? And he said not to move, so I'm not moving. Okay? So then he's like, oh, you said that I couldn't do this, but I did do it. So, haha. And guess what? You were like, I wonder what ate those people. Well, guess what? I know what ate those people. Because it wants to eat me, but I'm like, I don't want to get eaten. So I'm going to let them eat you instead. That's what he said to me, okay? And he's like, oh, guess what? It's right behind you, so why don't you turn around and take a look at it, and you will be very scared, and then it will see you, and it will eat you. So that's what you should do. And that's what he was saying to me, okay? And I was like thinking, that's not good, because maybe there's a thing behind me gonna kill me. So, anyway, much later, the people were like, came to the house.
Wait, I'm sorry, wait, hold on, you said the thing was going to eat you, so now you're jumping ahead.
Yeah, no, this is how the story goes. So, when the cops came to the house, when the police came to the house, they were like, well, you're under arrest because you've got a gun, and people said that somebody shot a gun. That's what I did. I shot the gun. But they were like, you probably killed your friend because your friend is dead. Right? Because they're thinking I shot him with the gun. But they had to let me go because I didn't shoot him. I shot the machine. And he just died for some other reason. So that's what happened.
That's it? I mean, that's the end?
Yeah. I shot the machine to save myself, you see? how it goes. And he died. And they were like, you shot him. But I didn't shoot him. He had, like, something else.
Well, what killed him?
I don't know. Something else. I mean, it wasn't the thing, because the thing would make him disappear, right? Like it did to other people. But it doesn't matter. He's dead. So the things that are stuff are not going to be around, because he won't rebuild the machine. So it's okay. But you always have to know that there's creepy stuff on you right now. Mm-hmm. That's the scary part. Right now, there's creepy stuff all around you.
So, I mean, well, like germs, you mean?
There's germs, yeah. But, like, I mean, no, like, super creepy stuff.
Well, like what? I mean, you didn't describe it. You just said stuff.
It's stuff that eats people. I didn't turn around to look at the really scary thing. But the other stuff was, like, I don't know, goopy stuff and other stuff. Just stuff. Just, like, invisible stuff that you can't see.
Pineal gland. I think it's pineal gland.
If that thing was getting zapped with stuff, with ray stuff.
You're using the word stuff for too many things. Which stuff are we talking about now?
Okay. When the machine is on, it shoots to the organ in your brain, and you could see creepy things all around, okay? That's the main thrust of this story. That's what you should learn from the story.
Well, I don't know if that's what you should take. I mean, it's not a true story, it's a horror story.
Yeah, but that's what's scary. There's stuff right now, okay? All around, creepy things.
That is certainly true. That is certainly true, Scapey. All right, well, thank you for listening to the very first episode of Scapey Stories.
Again, I get to say it. Thank you for listening to Scapey Stories. I will be back with more scary things in the future.